In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Only two more days of the Apostles' Fast, and we're still seeing in all the readings a message of God's mission and God's work among His people. In today's Gospel, we have Christ is on His way to Jerusalem. He's on His way preparing to be crucified. And He starts gathering and training His disciples, and He gathers the apostles, and then He says He needed 70 disciples. It's not that the 12 apostles weren't enough. But St. Cyril of Alexandria says that it's because what was going to come, what Christ was preparing for, the great revival and the great harvest that was coming, He needed more and more people to work in this mission. But Christ prepares them in a very, 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 very funny way. And if you really dissect the reading, you see lots of strange things. First, He says, go your way, I send you out as lambs among wolves. I don't think that's the greatest selling point for Christ to get people to be motivated to go out and do mission. He's saying, good, you guys are going to be like little lambs, and there are wild beasts out there. Go and talk to them. It's a crazy calling. And not only does He say, I send you out as lambs among wolves, but He says, carry no money bag, nor knapsack, nor staff. Okay, I'm going to go out there with wolves. At least leave me a staff. Give me a staff so that I can fight off the wolves. No staff. And He goes on. He says, and don't greet anyone along the way. He's saying, I don't want you to get distracted on your mission. I'm sending you to go preach the kingdom of God. Don't greet anyone along the way. You have to be like tunnel vision. You know where you're going and you know what you're going to do. Okay, but if I greet no one along the way, if people that I know, my friends, or people that I know that can sponsor me or take care of me, you told me bring no money bag. How am I supposed to survive? Christ is asking almost like crazy things of these disciples. Take no money bag, no knapsack, or no sleeping bag. Take no sleeping bag with you, and don't greet any of your friends along the way. This is a crazy mission. Then He goes on, He says, and carry no sandals for your feet. And later on, He says, I'm going to give you authority to walk on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. So now they're going barefoot, and they're going to be walking among serpents and scorpions. At this point, who would sign up for this mission? Who would say, send me, Lord. I want to go walk among the scorpions and the serpents barefoot. I want to walk among wolves without a staff. I want to go find a place to stay without money or a knapsack. It doesn't make sense. But we have to go on. And He goes and He says, you are going to go, and you're going to go from house to house, and you're going to bring peace to people's houses. And He says, I want you to go, and I want you to heal the sick. And I want you to do things that only I can do. I want you to be me everywhere you go. When you go to a place, you're going to say, peace be upon this house, and peace will come. What is this, Lord? But we're not you. We're not you. I think when you read this reading at face value, you say, why would anyone serve the Lord? Why would anyone serve the Lord? The Lord's way is difficult. It's not pleasant. It seems like it's just discomfort after discomfort. But Christ is saying, I want you to be me among the people. I want at your voice, you're going to proclaim peace and peace will come. And if they don't accept you, you wipe off the dust of your feet, the dust off your feet, and say, no blessing will come to this place. No blessing will come to this place. And He goes on. He says, and he who hears you, hears me. He who rejects you, rejects me. I know sometimes we like to read these verses and they sound nice and they're nice verses to highlight in our Bibles, but we have to believe it. We have to believe that the people that have offered their lives to the kingdom of God, you are the representative of Christ, and it is as though Christ is living you, but you are representing Christ. How many of us believe that we are the representatives of Christ? How many of us believe that we have this authority? Heal the sick. Go heal the sick. What are the sick? Many people are going to say, you know, Abuna, I tried. You know, I had relatives that were sick and I prayed for them. That's not the sick he's talking about. You have the authority to heal the spiritually sick. That my Holy Spirit inside of you, when you open your mouth, is going to bring healing. And you have to believe in that. Who cares about the sickness of the body? The sickness of the body is temporary. And even if it's not temporary, that's not what's going to affect their eternity. We need to bring healing to the souls and the spirits of God's people. And he's saying, I have the 12 apostles. Now he's sending out 70 disciples. He's saying, I need more and more people. I need everyone to help build the kingdom of God. I need people to be consecrated for the kingdom of God. I hope none of you are looking and you're saying, well, that's why we pay you your salary. You are building the kingdom of God. That's not what it is. Each and every one of us have a responsibility, which is why the church in the Agbeya, and every hour when we pray the prayer of thanksgiving, and every time we pray, Christ says to each and every one of us as we pray, but those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority. It's not just the priest. For you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon every power of the enemy. They were delegated power from above. What is this authority? We have to understand what is the authority. Because I think a lot of us go out there as if, I have no say in this. I have no power. I have no influence. What can I do? Who am I? You are somebody that's been given authority. You were delegated by a higher power, and he's given you all his power. And he's saying, go, you're my representative. But God's people don't understand his authority. God's people don't understand his authority. If you've ever been in a place or a position of authority, it's weird. Especially when you go from a place where you don't have authority and all of a sudden you do have authority. I was never used to, you know, people treating priests the way they treat priests. And when I got ordained and we started to organize some of the services, and I would come in and everybody's, okay, what's your game plan? What's my game plan? What's your game plan? I don't know. And everybody's looking to me like, what are you going to say? And by my word or by my authority is what's going to be carried out. Imagine we've been given authority as God's people. I wonder what God would say if God were to look down upon his people. And there's chaos in the world. And nobody is knowing Christ. And people are sick everywhere. And people are dying. And people are perishing. I wonder. Now bear with me. I know this isn't Christ. But let's just imagine that Christ has a little bit of our human nature that's funny. If I was Christ, I'd be pulling out my hair. What is wrong with you people? I gave you my authority. I said if anyone hears you, he hears me. And if anyone rejects you, he rejects me. And I'm giving you power to heal the sick. I can't imagine, but let's just pretend maybe God is pulling out his hair. People have authority and they're not doing their work. It's a shame. The first problem we see is that there's no protection from the dangers of the mission that are ahead of us. There's no protection. He's saying you have no staff. Carry no staff with you. He's saying you are the lambs. I carry the staff. I'm the shepherd. The lamb doesn't carry the staff. The shepherd carries the staff. And I have a responsibility as a shepherd to take care of you every step of the way. But we don't believe. We don't believe that God can use me to change the world. We don't believe that God can use me to turn people to Christianity, people that worship false gods and false prophets and false religions. He's saying, don't worry, I have the staff. No wolf will come next to you. I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves. Don't carry the staff. Trust that I have the staff. I will lead the way. I will protect. Over and over, sometimes you see Christ looking at his disciples and he says, oh, faithless generation, how long will I bear with you? How long are we going to be without faith? How long are we going to say, it's just not me. It's not me. It's not my role. It is your role. You've been given authority. Didn't you claim to be a son or a daughter of Christ? Isn't that your identity? Or is your identity a son or daughter of the world? What's your identity? Who are you in God's kingdom? Are you a son or are you a foreigner? If you're a foreigner, okay, you got no authority. I agree. But if you've been baptized in that baptismal font and you've been given, you've been adopted as sons and daughters of Christ, St. John says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. When you describe our religion, I was listening to a sermon of somebody recently, and it was a sermon about why I'm a Christian. And he was saying, if you just compare our religions, the philosophy of the religion, clearly ours is the best. As a selling point, I'm telling you, you are a son of God, a daughter of God. You are not a slave of God. You are not like the enemy of God. You are not to be like living always in fear that God is going to punish you. Our God is a God of love. Our God is a God of mercy and compassion. He says, no longer do I call you servants, but I call you friends. What better religion is that? What greater faith is there than this? That God not only calls us sons, but he says, guess what? I'm going to live in you. And I'm going to work through you. You don't need to work. I'm going to do the work. Just let me submit. When you look at St. Peter, that's why the book of the Acts today, St. Peter, they were preaching and they were healing the sick and they were doing great things and put in prison. What happened when they were in prison? Angel said, open the doors, go out and preach again. No one is going to stop you. Let them put you in prison, I'll open up the doors again. That's how amazing our God is. No one will get in your way. You have the power of the kingdom of God. You have the authority of God. That's why we have this reading today. They put Peter in prison. Don't worry, they can't stop you. Open doors. The prison guards were going crazy, like they didn't have any control. Nobody can control you in my mission. Who is going to sign up for the mission of which you have God's authority? You are given God's credit card. You are given God's key, his magic key that gets into every door. You have to believe in that. I was reading the life of Rachel Saint. She was a missionary who went to the Amazon. And you always hear about Jim Elliot, how Jim Elliot is this great missionary, and he was. I'm not taking anything away from Jim Elliot. Jim Elliot was somebody, he was a pilot, and he had four other pilots that went, and they flew to the Amazon, and they went there, and they went to go preach, and within like 5 minutes, they were killed. And he gave his life for Christ, and he's the greatest missionary, because he did stuff also here in America. But then what's really the amazing missionary, so five missionaries went out to the Amazon where they were like savages, who, as the other savage tribes who were cannibals, were afraid just to go speak or fight against the other tribe because they knew they were ruthless. You find out how these people in the Amazon came to know Christ. Two ladies named Rachel Saint and Elizabeth Elliot. They lived among these crazy savages. They lived among them. God had given them a calling. They went, they raised their babies in among a tribe of which they eat human beings. And they turned all of them to believers. Amazing. Nobody can close Christ's doors. If Christ opens a door, you're going to go and you're going to work and you're going to build the kingdom of God. And then he says, second problem is no sandals in place where there's scorpions and serpents. Saint Anthony, When he was in the desert and he saw visions of like beasts and demons all over the desert, St. Anthony said, whoa, slow down. Why 10,000 demons? He says, the weakest of you can overcome me. But with Christ, not even all your armies can overcome me. For St. Anthony in his humility said, the weakest of the demons can overcome me. Why 10,000 demons to fight me? But he says, because you know that my God is with me and that you have authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. He doesn't want us to live by the power of the flesh, but by the power of the Spirit. He says, nothing by any means will hurt you. Nothing will hurt you. I think there's a reason why we live in fear of carrying out God's mission. We don't understand the weapons of our authority. We're not familiar with the power of our weapons. When God called Moses and he says, you are going to deliver my people out of the land of Egypt, Moses became afraid. And God was encouraging him. He said, look, what's in your hand? He said, a rod. He said, throw it on the floor. He throws it on the floor. It turns into a serpent. He says, pick it up with your hand. He picks it up with his hand and it becomes a staff. That same staff he parted the Red Sea with. He says, Moses, you have authority. Later on, they're thirsty in the desert. God says, speak to the rock. Just speak to it. Just by your voice, speak to the rock and water will come out. Moses didn't believe, so he jabbed the rock. When he jabbed the rock, of course, God was displeased with him. But he's saying, just speak. Just speak, and the water will come out. Speak to Christ, who is the rock. Or speak to the problem. Speak out loud with authority about the problem. We lose sight of the great power and the glory that's been given to us. Moses' hands. Imagine Moses given authority. Just lift up your hands, Moses. As long as your hands are lifted up, they're going to win the battle. Nobody will touch your people. As soon as his hands would come down, they would start losing the battle. So Moses would have to lift his hands. He's saying, I'm giving you power. Do you believe in the power of the Word of God? Do you believe in the power of prayer? Lift up your hands and your enemies will be overcome. The power of the Word of God. Just speak the Word of God. It'll overcome. Believe in the authority that you've been given. And there will be crowns in heaven to those who offer their lives for Christ. Those who say, Lord, I'm yours. Not I'm yours, like sure, I'll serve you half an hour on Sunday. That's not I'm yours. That's like God is renting you. God is renting you and saying, please, I beg you, give a boring Sunday school lesson on Sunday. Mein Fash. It can't work that way. It has to be, I am yours. My identity is all Jesus. My whole identity is all about you. Who are you? I'm no one. When St. Augustine, a woman from his old life, came and said, Augustine, do you remember me? He says, I'm not Augustine. It's no longer Augustine. It's no longer me. It's Christ who's taken over. Has Christ taken over your life to carry you and to use you for his purpose, for the glory of God? Understand the authority you've been given. Last thing I remember, it was a lady who had this like spirit in her house. She had this. She would see this black figure in her house. It was like a demonic figure. She found me one time at Fairfax Corner and she said, please come and pray in my house. And so one night she calls me and she says, you have to come. So I told Sherry, I gotta go. I'm gonna go pray for this lady. She said, no, don't go. Don't go. What are you gonna do with devils and demons and all this stuff? I said, Sherry, we've been given authority. We've been given authority. What can the devil do to me? I could tell the devil, be quiet, and he's gonna be quiet. He can't speak with the authority that God has been given us. By the power of the cross, who is the devil? We can't live in fear anymore of the devil. We have to be strong and understand the power and the authority that has been given to us as sons and daughters of the Most High King. And glory be to God forever. Amen.